Dear Master, several letters have been on their way, but I see that it can be good to wait a little until I'm ready to share with you, beloved. It is not always easy to cry, especially since I have been crying more on my own, hidden, because I have not wanted to show my so-called weaknesses to others, especially not those closest or in relationships. Here with you, beloved Master, and in the Sangha, there is no a place where I can share more and be more naked and vulnerable. I have been holding back my tears, also in relationships. Likewise, I have avoided asking for help since I judged it as a weakness. I believe that much of this holding back has led me to not feel home anywhere, including in the Sangha and Dharma Mountain. Almost only in satsang with you, beloved, is it okay. I have really held back this nakedness and vulnerability in my relation to others, and even more so in my relationships. I see that I get easily offended, that I take things very personally. And that I easily get emotional if criticized. And when somebody tells me what to do, I get defensive, I argue, and I generally want to win and have the last word. Now, I'm tired of not getting my life together. I see that you, beloved Master, with the mystic rose and the Sangha, are such a great help for me to land in this body and to relax without having to do something. Thank you for letting me be here in laughter, tears, and silence. Gratitude and humbleness from your Kundan, who misses even more to just be. Isn't it great, Kundan, to become human again? I know maybe you understand some more what my work is all about. Maybe for the first time you really got into the retreat. Otherwise you were always busy. And I had just to watch it. Because this understanding, it happens when it happens. I cannot say anything. I can just have everything available. Then it's up to you how much you get involved. And even now, this time, is almost you have to get tricked to get into it. You see the habit of the mind. The mind, the ego, always wants to hide, or it wants to plan on something to do, even when you are here. It's a miracle to get you to stop. And that is what is happening now. You start falling in tune with yourself. You start seeing. And in that seeing, in that feeling, in that vulnerability, everything becomes clear. That is what I created, a safe place to clean yourself, to fall apart as such. Because the old has to fall apart. Because the old, which you all are holding on to, is that you get very easily offended, take things very personally, get easily emotional. And get defensive. This is all the traits of the ego. Now it's much more fun. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm here for. This is what you should, this is my invitation. No? I had to watch that all those years you were here. You were always so busy. And you got annoyed if anybody was hinting to you, because you were totally absorbed in it. That's how it is. And that's why so few people are ready to go through a cleansing, because so many things will come up. And if you don't have a safe place to do it, and the support, and then trust in somebody that has gone there before, you won't make it. No, because of your love to the Master, you fall in place. That was always there, but you were so identified with this shell around you. That was very difficult. And it's not only you, it's many people. And the Master just have to wait. Till you start cracking, till you start getting more soft, till you start getting more in tune with yourself. How can you be in tune with me if you're not in tune with yourself? Everything is available here, but still your restless minds want to go. You have plans, dreams. No, you told me in Brazil also, you were trying to be normal out there. What is normal? Normal is to be dead. You die when you die. It comes easy, comes quick enough. Life is very short. When you are alive, be alive, no? And this is how it is in the normal society, Kundan, all these things. Everybody has this. But here, it can be gone very easily. And that is just the preparation to go deeper. All these things that is so difficult to let go of, all that is just the preparation for you, so you can go deeper into meditation, so you can go deeper into being in tune with yourself, with me, so you can go deeper and higher, effortlessly. You cannot have all these things. Nobody can. Nobody can have the all this hurt, defensiveness, all these things. When you're going to go into meditation, all that is what I call the homework. You say, you have not wanted to show my so-called weaknesses. No, and everybody is weak. And that's why you are trying to be strong, to be dependent. Because the ego in itself is weak. So then you have to prove that you are strong. And for the ego, strong means like you have a armor. You don't feel. And especially for man, it's very difficult to cry, to show vulnerability, softness, because it's not manly. That's how it's been for lifetimes. And that's how society is. So then you want to be more strong. But that is just covering over your weakness. Somebody who is sensitive, fragile, alive, is not afraid to show it. It's in balance. But we have so many masks that has to fall, no? It's like when you feel inferior, then you always want to show yourself superior to others. Because you are afraid of this, to be inferior. You're always trying to prove yourself. And that's how the society is, especially in the West. Everybody is trying to push their way forward, to be superior to others, to be better than others, to be more knowledgeable than others, to be stronger than others. So in this way, it's always, everything has to do with the others. And everybody forget themselves. So in that way, nobody knows who they are, because everything is a show. To show something that you are not. It's a very strange situation. So this can only happen when you get, either you are very lucky, like Papaji said, that you find yourself in satsang, or you just get tricked in here. And then slowly, slowly, in spite of yourself, some wisdom start reaching your heart, which is a miracle, because you've been so much in the head. And as soon as that sweet taste of wisdom, of love, of sensitivity, of spontaneity start reaching your heart and soul, everything changed. Aha! Everything starts falling into place. You understand. And that will give you a courage to stand up for yourself. Because it's much better than the whole world can give you. Much better than any money can give you. That is the miracle. And that's what you are touching now. Here with you, Master, and in the Sangha, there is no a place where I can share more and be more naked and vulnerable. Yes, my dear, but you knew about that for how long? For 20 years. Be patient. And when the time comes, it comes. And if that comes now, jump in, Kunda. I always wonder of these Kundans or these people, they go here and there, and it's like they sit there like, hey. I'm also in a dilemma because who's going to buy and sell my cars? I'm in a fix. We need each other. Because nobody can talk like Gundan. I'm sure he could manage to buy the castle from the king. Or sell it for him. Good price. Likewise, I have avoided asking for help, since I judged it as a weakness. To ask for help is one of the most difficult things because it goes against the whole ego structure. It's much easier to give help, to help somebody, because then you are higher, somebody needs you. So be aware of this, of the mind. And sometimes many people I have seen, you have to be really in a critical situation. It's almost like you are forced into a situation before you can receive some help. And that is also happening many times here. And then you realize, oh my God, how good it is. Yes, everybody is just waiting for you to be able to receive something, no? So don't be afraid to ask. But we never know this either before you come to a certain place that you know yourself better. Because the ego doesn't want to show it. And you don't know how much you need, or if it's just a trick, if it's just a game. So you have to be clean, more unburdened, where you see where your limits are going. It's the same to help somebody. If you're unburdened yourself, you see easily if that person needs, then maybe you will ask even before that person will ask about it, and the other way around, because you will sense things. If you're not in touch with yourself, then everything gets topsy-turvy. I believe that much of this holding back has led me to not feel home anywhere, including in the Sangha and Dhamma Mountain. It's almost only in satsang with you, beloved. Yes, you don't feel at home anywhere because you are not at home in yourself. And home is where the heart is. And when the heart feels at home, of course, then it really wants to be where it feels at home, which is also a reflection on the outside, with the fellow travelers, with loving people. Otherwise, you just get more and more cold, more and more isolated, and more difficult. And if you can't do it here, you can't do it anywhere, because this is so easy. If you are just a little openness, little understanding for you, and a little availability to help yourself to melt. But it's very easy to miss, because you are not in tune with yourself. You are in a rush. You have many defenses. And people, human beings, are such that very, very easily you take things for granted. You don't know what is happening. You don't know what the gift it is that you have, that you are in the middle of. So you can very, very easily miss it. Very easy. I see that I easily get offended, that I take things very personally, and that I easily get emotional if criticized. That is like a woman, get emotional. That's the one of the tricks of the women. They play that. Gundan. Everything is okay, but a man normally he gets angry if he gets criticized. He gets angry and then slams the door. Because he doesn't feel, don't want to go into his feeling. The women, they get, oh, and then very soon, the man is like, oh my God, then, okay, it's okay. Get offended and takes things very personal and get emotionally criticized. And when somebody tells me what to do, I get defensive. Yes, and that's how it is even here. All this is the traits of the ego, that you want to be separate. And the heart is just longing to melt. You see the dilemma, this is the fight. Heaven and hell is not something that happens after you die. It is here. You can have heaven and you can have hell now. If you are a slave of your mind, of your ego, of your past, it's hell, it's a burden. You always have to be on guard. And this you carry with you even here when you come closer to the Master. And it's not the criticizing, but still the ego takes it as an attack. Even here when people get feedback, they get very defensive, they get angry, or they get emotional. You have to rise a little bit to go beyond this sucking, protective shell that you have. You have to let down your weapons. I argue and I generally want to win and have the last word. Yes, and you are very good at that. Your whole profession is talking. So it's really good that you're here now and in silence, and for God's sake, really be silent when you have the opportunity. This last week now, really go into silence and start seeing and get to know other places in yourself from a totally different level. From your ego, it's impossible to go into silence because the mind is so restless. But if the heart and your soul recognize something, which you are doing, then you see the gift of it. And that's why you are here, to get to know yourself, to get in harmony, to be with yourself. And when you are in harmony with yourself, you will be in harmony with everybody. So don't be worried now, Kundan. Give the other the last word. Which is very tough for the ego. But your conditioning is that you're going to have the last word. And that is also very male. You want to be right. You want to be strong. And if you have another knowledge, then you have to prove that. Very good that you see. This is what I'm trying to... Everybody have to see all these negative traits that you have, that you've been carrying unconsciously. Krishnamurti said, the process of thought creates the thinker. So your thinking process, whatever that may be, creates the thinker, creates you. So when you are not aware of your thoughts, which very few people are, because you identify yourself with the thoughts, then you become the thought. So then you become defensive. If your thought patterns get disturbed or challenged, or you get angry, or you get emotional, you have totally forgotten that it's just your thought process. It's just bubbles. It has nothing to do with you. But you are so identified with your thought process. And that's what the mystics is laughing. Should we take it serious? Or should we? It's two ways. On one side, it's very, very sad. Very, very depressing to see people like that. And on another side, it's very hilarious. This is the thing. I chose a long time ago, I will just laugh about it. Otherwise, it's just so depressing to see how we get identified with just the thought. You create. Like the Buddha said, the thought creates the world, your world. So be aware of what you think. So all these things is got triggered by the thoughts. People can even kill in defense, no? When they get angry, when they get emotional, when they get annoyed. No, I'm tired of not getting my life together. Great, Kundan, because it's still some time. No, you have tried every way to get it together. And it's impossible to get this life together if you are not together. And you can only be together if you fall apart. Meditate on it. But you desperately try to keep yourself together and escape. I see that you, beloved Master, with the mystic rose and the Sangha, are a great help for me to land in this body and to relax without having to do something. It's the only help, Kundan. You have to be dehypnotized. The mind has been around for so long in charge with all this hurt and pretensions and anger and emotional dramas and all that. So it's a great pretender that it is something. But it's just pretending. And as soon as you come back to yourself, you see that all that is just pretending. There is absolutely nowhere to go, nothing to do, which I'm saying all the time, relax. Relax. Why is it so difficult just to relax? Because of your thoughts. So, all the Buddha said, don't be identified with your thoughts. Sit. Be still. Sooner or later, that thought process will become quiet. More and more quiet, more and more gaps. More and more gaps, less and less identified with the thoughts. More and more freedom, more and more silence, more and more awareness. It's nothing you can do as such. You just have to follow the steps. I say many times, if you follow this recipe that I have created, it will happen. Thank you for letting me be here in laughter, tears, and silence. Of course. You haven't done me anything. You have always done yourself something, which is what everybody is so good at. You are hurting and fighting yourself. Relax, let go. take care of yourself, be true to yourself, look at yourself, know yourself, and be still. For God's sake, be still. Gratitude and humbleness from your Kundan, who misses even more just to be. Very good. No, you have to take this insight and this longing and this missing to your heart, that this is what you really miss. Everything else is just excuses. You are just starting touching this longing that Rumi and all the mystics are talking about, the longing. This is the true longing to come back, to be real, to be purified. You are just at this doorstep. Enter. Very good, Kundan. I can talk to you again. And it's so easy to miss that longing, that missing this peace that you are after. Because life has so many things. So you very easily get distracted. But I tell you, if you want to find water, dig. And dig 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 till you find it. Don't give up. My Master Swaha, thank you for having come to Assisi. Because I had a taste of what it is to open up totally. I took you by surprise there, not even. How was it to open up totally? Okay. You see, this happens when it happens, no? It's nothing you can do. And when you meet the Master, then this can happen spontaneously, which is what happened. There's no teaching, no technique, nothing in it. It's just instant. After Assisi, many things have been happening that I have chosen to live as a teaching. Yes, you have to start living, I don't have a teaching as such, but live your own realization. What you have felt, which is that which is beyond words, is a certain insight, realization. Thank you for inviting me to come to this wonderful country to integrate this process of the mystic rose. Yes, but you should have been there from the beginning. It's very difficult to come straight into the crying. But you are in tune. Just allow whatever is happening. Know that I'm here, I ask myself, who am I? Am I the fear? Am I the one who is right? Am I the one who doesn't want to be right? Does a strong closing happen after a big opening? Yes, almost always. Because the opening is something new, very fragile. And the closing is very, very old. But that opening can transform everything. But you have to be steady, you have to be committed to that truth. It's almost like existence itself is challenging you. No, you've seen. No, you have to live it. Don't doubt it. Because the mind will come. The habits will come. The confusion maybe will come, the doubt. And that's why it's so important to stay in touch. It's a new birth in a way. And when you meet the Master, everything else is finished. No, it's a different teaching happening. Of, like you said, a total opening. It happens by itself. Not for everybody. And nobody knows when it happens. But if it happens, trust it. That is the new teaching. You have to live that which is true in you. Not thinking that you have to learn something more. No, get rid of everything. So you make new space for this newness. But the mind will confuse you. Does a strong closing happen after a big opening? Yes. It's normal. But don't be worried. I'm facing this closing in these days. And you are melting it with your love. How can I not be this closing anymore? By just going on opening. No matter what. And don't be worried. Rome, they say they didn't build Rome in a day. And I have a suspicion that you can be very hard with yourself. But you cannot push existence, you cannot push God. Just trust. Only when I'm in front of you, my ego, my mind doesn't have any power. In these days, having spiritual conversations with you is helping me to go into the process. I'm ashamed for all these questions. This is again the ego. Your spirit, your heart, is proud. that you are daring to stand up for who you are. And opening yourself to me. And the master is your own self, which you have forgotten. I'm ashamed for all these questions, you said. But I'm proud of you. Then who are you going to listen to? Who are you going to listen to? That's how easy it is. If you listen to the master, no problem. That's what trust is. My master Osho, he said, if you don't meet somebody who managed to capture your whole heart, that you fall so utterly in love, such an opening, that you disappear. If you don't meet such a master, you will never be able to drop your ego. And this is how easy it is. If you are total. Then from the very beginning, I trust the master. That doesn't mean that there's not going to be hardship. But who cares? I apologize to you. No need to apologize. I got here exhausted by the pressing rhythm of my daily life. But in our conversations, you are already giving me the answer. All answers. And this makes me feel even more ashamed for not following the right path. The right path is just an idea. You don't know the right path. Because, surprise, you are on the right path. And your ego is evaporating. Can you feel it? Ego, they don't like it in this tent. It's one of the few places in the world the egos, they don't like. They are very afraid of this tent. So the rumors goes, it's one place in the montañas in Norway. Don't go there. Go anywhere. But this is one of the places. Be open. You don't know the path. You are on the path. And you can't push anything. You are just starting. And it's great. I'm writing you a letter full of questions. And I hope I did not give you headache. Because you have already answered me in our spiritual conversations. No, Ivan, you didn't give me headache. In fact, I am enjoying. So you don't give me headache. This is why I'm here. There's something that I would like to know, Master. Every day I keep saying to myself that I'm ready to jump and let go of myself to evolve and transform. I feel it strongly inside. Why is it not happening? Why do I not jump? Even relax. This one that really wants to jump is the same guy. You cannot do anything. Be patient, that's what you have to learn. Relax, be patient with yourself. And it's something that you have to be total, ready to give everything. And at the same time, you are patient. That whatever happens, you are available. And don't try to push yourself. And look already how much has happened since May. You should see it like that. Why is it not happening? Why do I not jump? Thank you for all that you make me see every time. When I thank you, it is like I'm thanking the divine side that is connected with us. This that is just melting in one thing. Yes. And when you are melting, how can you jump? The melting is the jumping. That you never thought about. Jumping is doing. Melting is effortless. With love and light, a hug to you, Ivan. Just be patient and stay in touch with this prayerfulness, this thanking, thanking me, thanking existence, this divine side. And that itself will transform you. You don't need any more teachings or study. Study this. Silence, patience, gratitude, love, prayerfulness. And everything will be shown. So easy. Just trust and melt and melt. Melting is very safe. When you jump, you can hurt yourself also. It's not good. Melt, for God's sake, melt. Then Ivan, you wrote, "Dear Master, this morning you came to tell me this word, nothing. Don't be identified. Stay tuned. Be nobody. With love and light, a big hug to you, Ivan." Yes, that's just what I told you. If you listen to the Master, you melt. You become nobody. Then who is that you jump? Meditate on it. No, up to now, Ivan, you have known only the ways of doing, of becoming, of learning. No, learn the ways of non-doing, of nobodiness, of melting, of trust, of surrender. And it's already there. And your heart knows it. Dear beloved, I'm feeling my heart open again. What a relief. No, I'm almost waiting for Mukunda to translate. We were back in Italy now, or in Brazil or something. But I must say, miracles are really happening here. Kundan going into silence. I mean, when Kundan and Madhavi goes into silence. Pah! Hallelujah! I tell you, anything can happen. So if anybody have any doubt, don't lose faith. Because look, Madhavi Kundan. Pah! Very good. Maybe he's laughing. That's good. Laugh. That's good. I'm feeling my heart opening again. What a relief. In this retreat, there were a few days when I felt deeper and unpleasant layers coming up. I felt like the peeling of my own skin. As you sometimes say, that Osho used to say, I did my best to hold my ground and go through it without getting lost. Ashish, you should get lost. Get totally lost, please. Don't hold on when you're falling apart. The worst and the most painful thing was that I couldn't feel you strongly together with me as I usually do. Somehow I still could feel you a little. And deep down I knew and I knew that you are always with me, beloved. That gave me courage. Yeah, when you are not present in your heart, how can you feel me? That's the thing. When you're in the heart, when you are a human being with a beating heart, alive spirit, then you definitely will feel me. If you're not, then you won't. I feel it is connected with this hardness and unworthiness that are very deep in my persona. Yes, very good that this is coming up, Ashish. Because I heard that from many people, this hardness. So it's very good. That is what we are doing here. We are peeling layers and layers and layers. And many times it's very uncomfortable to see and to feel it, but it has to be felt. Because before you see and you recognize it, you cannot let go of it. I know it's totally crazy, but sometimes I still meet fear of exposing myself to you. I don't want to let this fear hold me back anymore. Yeah, the fear is there because it's still things to be exposed. If it's nothing to be exposed, then there's no fear, of course. You have to go on becoming more and more transparent. That you have nothing to hide. Otherwise, it will always be fear there. It will always be something you want to hide. Something for yourself. When there is no fear, then it's just like I told you many times, it's like Hanuman opened his chest and inside is his master. That's how it is. I have nothing to hide. Look. That is a true devotee. There's nothing. Only you, my beloved, in here. And when you are like that, then you can be totally exposed, no? Anybody can test you. I told you before, the first time I saw that picture, the first time I came to India, my first day in Delhi, I saw that picture on the sidewalk. They're selling these pictures of the Indian gods. And then I saw that picture, Hanuman, and I knew it so well, that feeling, that I collapsed there. I collapsed just there on the picture. Then the seller said, hey, what huh? Just like that, it's just like Vanini is collapsing everywhere. Pa. Maybe in a different way. It was so powerful. Then I knew this, I knew these people from before. Sometimes I feel this hardness in the tone of my voice, in the way I express myself, or in a disguised arrogance. Yes, all these traits you have. So it's very good that you catch yourself. Maybe now you have come to that place in your evolution that you can catch yourself when this comes up. That is the first step. You have to recognize it in yourself. Then you have to catch yourself. And when that is happening, stop it. So you don't fall into the habit. Because the habit is unconscious. You have to have awareness to stop it. Ishal is also helping me to see it in a beautiful and loving way in the day-to-day life. Yes, Ishal, where are you? Keep an eye on him for me, okay? You all would be lost without the women, don't? My God, only arrogance left if the women hadn't been on you, day in and day out. Pa, pa, pa. You're all tricky. My God, what a hard work. Only a compassionate woman can take on such a hard work. Today, so many tears of gratitude came. Since the first moment I entered your temple in the forest, they started to come. Yes, now something is breaking, and that is also the beautiful thing with the tears, because it breaks you down. This arrogance, this hard shell, which is very hard to come in contact with, that will melt it. So now when you are with me, man is totally melting. You lose your mask, your armor, you come back to your heart, you can see clearly. But be aware, because the habit is very strong. So that doesn't come on you again. You have to be vigilant, on guard. Not to be on guard and protect yourself with others, but on guard for yourself. For your tricky mind, for your arrogance, for all your games. Washing my heart, so good to feel them, beloved. all these tears. After a while, I felt a strong need to be on my knees and then to bow down to you, beloved. Again, so many tears, tears of pure love that you touch, that comes from you. No, when this is happening, Ashish, go deeper and deeper and deeper, so it becomes real. Then, in the end, such a peaceful silence descended on us. So many times I was arrogant, hard, without noticing it, and so many times, and in so many ways, you reflected it to me. I have to reflect it, but when you or anybody is locked in that arrogance and that anger and that projection and in that ego slavery of your mind, then you even get upset with me. You get angry with me because nobody wants to listen to that. The only thing the ego knows is defense and attack. That is arrogance, is ignorance, is darkness. Only when you come to a certain place that you see yourself, then you start understanding what this is all about. And the master is just trying to help. But it's not enough to know that intellectually. You have to feel it. You have to have that experience. You have to melt. Thank you for your compassion and patience with me. Some retreats ago, you said that the devotee doesn't have a speck of dust in his heart. That went deep into my heart. No, because the devotee, he has only the master's heart. That is what the devotee, they have become one. You are a servant of love itself. And it's not something you can do. It's the ripening of the heart and the soul itself. That is what surrendering is. You are 100% in service of love or the master of the guru. That is what the devotee is. I cannot say I'm a devotee yet, but the few drops of devotion that you have given me through the years are the sweetest and most sacred moments of my life. Yes, they are. Just one drop, because it belongs to a totally different dimension than where you are functioning ordinary. So that is like a temptation from God itself. It's grace. One drop, you want more. And that is stronger than your mind, than your arrogance, than your ego. Because it's your true being. It wants more. And that will give you courage. And it's a pity that most humans, they totally miss out on the dimension of love, of devotion, which is the most sacred moments of your life. Some retreats ago, I wrote to you that my path was guru yoga. Now I can see what an arrogant statement. You told me that one has to be worthy of it. Yeah, because then you, like many people, you already want to be there, which you are not. But you are on the path of guru yoga, but maybe you are not there where you want to be. You have to start where you're supposed to start, of listening, of tuning in, of cleansing yourself, of purifying yourself, understanding the master, getting in tune with the master, getting in tune with yourself, and not having a speck of dust in your heart. So now I would like to say that my part is to become worthy of it, to clean myself again and again, and to serve you and grow together with your Sangha. Guru Yoga is the easiest because it means you are melting, you're becoming one with the Guru, which is very difficult to do with existence or God itself, because where is that? But with the Guru in a body, you have a body there. You have something. So if that love, that devotion, that surrender is ignited, then you can surrender. And melting with the Guru, you become that. That is what devotion, that is what love is. It's a melting, it's a union. Then there's no more separation. You become one. You become the beloved. That is Guru Yoga. That is yoga in itself, is a union of the highest level. I do feel I dedicate myself to take care of the gifts and treasures that you share with us. This is the most important in my life. But I also feel that I can be much more focused and dedicated, beloved, and that for that I need to have a clean channel with you, with nothing to hide. And I know it just depends on me. Yes. But all that comes from the heart itself. It's like I say, you cannot do love, you cannot do surrender. But when you come into that space, back to yourself, then it happens by itself. It's the wisdom of the heart. It's not an intellectual doing. It's a deep prayerfulness when you understand and realize how things are and what the gift it is. I know it just depends on me. Thank you, beloved, beyond any words. At your feet with love. Ashish. I love you, beloved. This love is what is the whole sadhana. And it's effortless if the heart itself is there to love. It's just to awaken that sacred heart. Listen to these words of Rumi. Pain comes from seeing how arrogant you have been, and pain brings you out of this conceit. That's why pain and suffering is needed, because it makes you very human. Pain comes from the seeing how arrogant you have been. Is this shocking? Because you were taught you were so good, you were taught you were so spiritual, you were taught you were above everybody else. And then you see the situation and it's very painful, it's shocking. And he says pain brings you out of this conceit. Pain also brings you out. Pains bring up when you see. But is this pain also, it brings you out, it purifies you. A child cannot be born until the mother has pain. You are pregnant with real trust. The words of the master and saints are midwives that help you. But first you must feel pain. This is what is happening here now for many people. You go deeper, you become more real. A child cannot be born until the mother has pain. You are pregnant with real trust. That real trust, that love is in you. That devotion is in you. That heart is in you. But it's covered with mind, with confusion, with pain. The words of the Master and saints are midwives that help. That's what the Master is. To help you come out into the light. To leave the old, to leave your pain into the new. But first you must feel pain. It is the only way. If a rooster crows too early when it's still dark, he must have his head cut off. And that some disciples, some students are. They are crying out too early. It's not time yet. Wait. It looks stupid. If the rooster cries out too early, then very soon he has to lose his head. You should cry when it's morning, when the sun rises, for God's sake. That's what the rooster is supposed to do. But this is how many disciples is also. Spiritual seekers. Too early they start, oh, quickly, it's just annoying. You have no idea with the ABC of quickly yet. Be quiet. What is this beheading? As one might extract a scorpion's sting to save it, or a snake's venom to keep it from being stoned. Heedlessness comes from your cleansing connection to a teacher, to your master. This cleansing process is happening through the connection with your master. How otherwise can this cleansing happen? You need to have somebody who knows the art of cleansing. It's the only way. And you don't know how unique and how fortunate it is that you can talk to that master. You have no idea. Hold on to the master, and strength will come. And your strength is his gathering you closer. And as you get purified and more in tune, you will be drawn closer. It happens by itself. Soul of the soul of the soul, moment to moment. Hope, trust to draw breath from the real one. Come closer. No matter how long you've been apart, that presence has no separation in it. You have just forgotten, and the master is there to remind you. You have been asleep, wake up. Do you want to understand more about this divine friendship? Come closer. Drown yourself in his ocean of love. Do you want to understand more? Do you want to go deeper into this friendship? come closer. Dear Swaha, first of all, I'm so grateful to be here. The first time I wrote to you in Brazil, 8 years ago. 8 years ago, where is Johanna? You are back now. Pai, did you take a detour? The first time I wrote to you in Brazil, 8 years ago, I said I felt like coming home. And it's still true, I'm home. It feels so natural for me to be here, so close to you and to the light of love. Yes, it is home. But naughty children, they don't want to be home. They want to go out and get lost and get dirty and get hurt and get lost. And then one day, maybe, after a lot of hardship and disappointment, then they want to come home. And now I also know that I can bring it with me because it's within me. Maybe it has always been like that, but now I know, and I do my best to treasure it, even though it is painful sometimes. You offered me a gift, Sanyas, 8 years ago, but I had to go through tears and resistances first. Yes. That is very good, Johanna, because when you take sannyas, you should be ready for it. Shouldn't be any resistance. There should be yes, like that. And that is now awakened again. But ever since you came to me like a bright light in one of my meditations a couple of months ago, I knew that I am ready, ready to face my fears. And it would be such a great support in my process. So therefore, I humbly ask you for sannyas. With love, laughter, smile, and tears, Johanna. Yes. Welcome back. You're just lucky that we are still here. Yes, my dear. You belong here, you know that. But you had to have that detour, no? 8 year detour is nice. Then you know even more. That's how it is. Some people are like that. It takes them 1 year, 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. Then it's even better, no? Then they tried and tried and tried. No. Hallelujah. The time is now. Always.
Namo, namo. Siaram jay Hanuman jay Siaram jay Hanuman jay Siaram jay Hanuman jay Siaram jay Sankatam Ochan.